Brother Andrew 说到昨天呢，他终于就有机会呢去给他的草坪剪草了。
My wife is a very patient woman.
所以呢，他说他的太太是一个非常有耐心的人。
And when I went out to cut my lawn, it took me an hour and a half to cut it.
然后他说，他昨天去剪草的时候呢，花了整整一个半小时来剪这个草。
It's not that we have a big place, it's that it was very, very full. It was flourishing.
所以呢，他家的院子其实不是特别大，但是呢，这个草呢长得特别好，所以呢长得也特别高，所以呢就是草呢长得非常的蓬勃。
Today I want to share from the Word of God and from experience about a life that is flourishing. It's full. It's growing.
所以今天呢我们想分享一段信息，就是讲呢就学习主的话语。这个话语是关于呢是一个基督徒的一个很蓬勃发展很健壮的生命。
In your family, who in your family does flowers and plants things in the yard? You make it beautiful.
对，如果说谁的家里是种了花的，而且呢花长得特别美的，大家可以举举手看一看啊。
And who in the family kills the grass, cuts the grass, chops it down?
所以呢，谁在家里是负责剪草的？啊，弟兄们。
Who's the happier?Who has the smiley face when they're working in the yard?
所以呢，看看呢，刚才种花的、剪草的，谁是比较更开心一点的，脸上笑容更多的
？If you come to my home, my wife has the smiley face, and I'm cutting the lawn.
Yeah. 所以说呢，他说如果呢，谁到他们家做客的话呢，他太太脸上是非常的开心的，有很美好的笑容。那他呢，在剪草的时候呢，脸上可能就不是那么有那么多笑容了。
In Genesis, in the Garden of Eden.Adam and Eve had a very easy time of cutting the lawn and doing the flowers and picking fruit. It was very easy in the beginning.
所以呢，在这个创世纪里面呢，我们讲说在在伊甸园里面，亚当和夏娃其实他们剪草啊、种花的时候，当时是非常非常容易的、不困难的事情。所以呢，他们当时应该是非常非常的开心的。
They had a very beautiful relationship with God the Father. It was actually perfect.Until they sinned.
所以大家来讲了，就是说在他们在犯罪之前，其实他们和天父有一个是非常美好甚至是完美的这样一个关系。
And everything was broken when they sinned. Their relationship with God, they broke their relationship. 坏了 Boom.
所以呢，当时当他们犯罪之后呢，所有事情真的都被毁了，每一件事都破碎了，他们与神的关系也就完全被毁坏了。
When they disobeyed God, they broke everything, including work that would be fun and easy, and it became very hard from then on.
所以，当他们犯罪之后呢，真的是说每一件事情原来本应该是非常容易的，非常让人可以享受的事情，其实都变得非常的困难。所有事情其实都被破坏了。
And every baby ever born in history came to the hospital or came to the birth with a sin nature that was selfish and would fight God instead of have peace with Him.
所以从那时候起呢，其实人类历史上每一个婴儿出生的时候，在医院出生的时候，其实他就带着罪性去出生了。他们成长的时候，他们也越来越不听。不服从上帝的话，甚至呢反抗上帝。
If you really study the world today, you will see the trouble increasing and the trouble going. It's going in a down circle, and people are not necessarily growing and flourishing and getting healthier in general.
所以我们其实只要看看这个世界周围发生的事情，我们就可以看得到，其实这个世界并不是一个。在蓬勃发展繁荣昌盛的世界人其实也是越来越这个违抗上帝的命令。
God looked down and he saw the trouble that sin had caused, and so he watched that, and eventually he knew people could not rescue themselves from the way that their nature was. They could not flourish.
所以呢，其实我们的上帝真的从天上看到我们这样子，他也知道说人呢没有办法自己拯救自己，从我们的罪里面把自己拯救出来，我们是没有办法这样蓬勃的发展的。
So he rescued people by sending warnings and prophets, but then he sent the ultimate gift of his son, Jesus Christ.
所以上帝要拯救我们，那一开始他是真的是他给我们给我们送来了先知，给了我们的话，给了我们他的话语，最后他送来了他的自己的独生子耶稣基督。
And that's what we're getting ready for. The great reception of Easter is that God had a plan for the forgiveness of sins, and then the plan looked like it had broken, and then Christ was executed, and it really looked bad, and then God raised him from the dead, and hope and flourishing came back to human beings, finally.
所以当我们准备要这个庆祝马上即将到来的复活节的时候，我们可以真的是看到这一切。那神呢是给我们送来他的独生子，他为我们的死，神让他复活，最后呢他真的是就在这世界上掌权。所以呢这是我们所带着这个巨大的感恩还有这个巨大的盼望来准备迎接这个复活节。
The word of God teaches us that when Jesus was born, he was the only person ever born without sin and completely holy.
所以神的话语教导我们耶稣基督当他降生在这世上的时候，他是唯一一个完美的神圣的完全没有罪的人。
And because he's holy and because he's perfect, God can receive his life in exchange for our lives, which are not holy and they're not perfect.
那正因为耶稣基督他是如此的完美，他是圣洁的，所以神可以接受耶稣基督作为这样一个献祭，用他来赎我们的罪。
Brothers and sisters, those of us who have been born again and are real Christians have good news for people. It is the best news that they will ever hear if they really listen.
那所以呢，我们作为已经获得重生的基督徒，我们其实给所有人，我们都有一个最好的消息，这个好消息，那就是耶稣基督赦免了我们的罪。
The payment for sin that God offers everybody on the basis of faith is the first part of the gospel.
那所以神他可以接受的这一个，就是给所有人的罪可以当赎金的这一部分事情，其实是他的好消息的第一部分。
If a person believes that Jesus is the gives the pardon and trades places and forgives sin, that news will change that person's life.
那如果一个人他接受和相信这个好消息，也就是耶稣基督，他真的是我们所有罪的这个赎金的时候，如果他相信这个，那他就开始呢可以接受这个好消息了。
And the word of God, if a person continually refuses and refuses and refuses all the way through their life, they will then choose to be separated from God forever.
那但是如果一个人他不断的在这个他的生命里面不断的拒绝这个好消息，不断的拒绝的话，那最后他就只能真的是和神永远的分离。
God does not have to scare people about hell. Hell is real, and it will scare people when they finally understand it.
但是神呢，他知道不需要说拿地狱来吓唬人，但是呢，这个地狱是一个很真实的地方是很真实的。当一个人如果他最终到了地狱里面，他就会明白这有地狱有多可怕。
If people choose to separate themselves from God, ultimately, that place called hell will be their place of living.
如果一个人他选择是拒绝神的话，那最终那这个人他要永远住在的地方，那就是地狱了。
And if you study it, if you study that place, it says the fires will never go out. You can call the fire department all you like. They are not coming, and the fires cannot be put out.
所以我们如果学习了圣经的话语，也知道说地狱没了火是永远都不会灭的。 那如果谁在地狱里面，他可以去向这个救火队求救，但是我想救火队是不可能来把这个火给扑灭的。
But on the other hand, life in Christ will be with him forever. There will not be that pain. If you study the descriptions of heaven, he will be there, and there will be joy and peace and love and kindness and no sin forever.
那反过来我们看一下圣经里面是要给我们描述的我们的天国的这个地方的话，我们会知道神和耶稣基督会永远跟我们在一起，在天国里面，而且天国里面没有痛苦，也没有这个罪恶。
So brothers and sisters, our challenge is to learn how to live a balanced life, pleasing God, not pleasing ourselves, pleasing Him, balanced.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹们，在我们作为基督徒的生命里面，那我们真的要学会怎么样平衡我们的生活，怎么样平衡说取悦自己和取悦神。
And when we are balanced, when we have received Christ and are growing, we are more likely to love God as He deserves.
所以呢，当我们有一个平衡的生命生活之后，那我们也接受了主基督耶稣在我们生命里面的时候，我们就更有可能去爱我们的神。
And the Christian has the advantage with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God and fellowship. We can love God, we can love other people because He helps make us full and hopeful.
所以呢，我们作为基督徒，我们当然是真的有神所赐给我们的恩典，我们有真的是大家一起来敬拜神，我们有团契，我们可以一起在神里面去健壮的成长。
And when we are flourishing, when we are growing, He wants us to make disciples.
那当我们自己的生命在蓬勃健壮的发展的时候，那神就想让我们去让别人来做门徒。
And so when Jesus comes and He calls His first two disciples, they are two brothers, and He calls them to come and follow Him.
所以呢，当耶稣基督我们的主他看到有弟兄两人在海边的时候，加利利海边的时候，他就跟他们讲说，来跟随我。
He doesn't take them into a classroom with walls and books.
但是呢，耶稣基督并没有把这两兄弟带到这个一个课堂里面，是吧？在墙和有墙有窗有书的这样一个课堂里面。
He calls them and invites them to walk with him at a very good pace, walk with him and see what he sees and listen to how he talks with people and listen to how he answers questions. He invites them to be disciples by being with him.
耶稣基督其实是呼召了他们两位和他真的一起的这个走他们的人生，来呼召他们学习，来聆听耶稣基督怎么样和别人交流，怎么样交谈，他问别人什么问题，这样来训练他们。
And Jesus will train their eyes to look for deep meaning, eternal meaning. He will train them.
所以呢，耶稣也是训练他们，训练他们的眼睛和耳朵，可以让他们在通过表象之下可以看见和听见。
And he will not only teach their brains, he will not just give them information, he will teach their hearts how to please God and how to walk upright and holy in God's sight. Not head only, but heart also.
那耶稣其实并不是说给他们的大脑灌输很多的信息，而是呢，其实耶稣在教导他们的心，让他们从心里学会怎么样去爱神和遵循神的道。
And in that place in their hearts and minds, he wants to have first place, not second, third, fourth. He wants to have first place, no other false gods in there.
所以当耶稣教导他们的心的时候，他是让这些门徒在他们心里面把耶稣和神放在第一位。这个第一位是没有任何别的其他的假神假偶像，只有神。
And so when he comes to our lives, he wants to know if we say, "You're my Lord," am I first in your heart?
所以啊，当耶稣基督来到面前的时候，他会问说，我是你的神，我是你的主，那我在你心中是否是在第一位的？
Now, brothers and sisters, there's the being part where your heart and your life is being shaped. There's the being part. And then there's the action part, the steps where you start to show by how your behavior is whether you really are his or not really.
所以在我们的生命中有两部分，第一部分就是要成为，也就是说我们要相信神，成为他想我们成为的人，但是还有第二部分我们要作为，就是要做出，要行出主想要我们做的事情。
And so I have said this before. The first time I heard the Chinese phrase, I didn't understand it. And the phrase I heard was, "You Ming Wu Shi." I heard that. A name, but no reality.
Oh, 那这个不需要翻译啊。就是听到了这句中国的谚语，一开始啊，他不明白什么意思。
See, you're teaching me already. This is good. But with Christ, then should come the actions that follow or prove that you really love, that we really love him. Amen? Yeah.
所以我们当我们要跟随主基督耶稣的时候，我们就要做出了，我们要用行动去证明我们真的是主基督耶稣的跟随者。
My wife has never said this, but she could say to me, "Oh, thank you, dear. You say you love me. Would you do the dishes, please?"
所以我太太可能的确没有这样说过，但是她可以说说，哦，你经常说你爱我，那所以你去可以去洗碗吗？
Don't just tell me you love me. Would you please cut the lawn? It's getting long.
所以呢，不要光说你爱我是吧，那个草也挺长的，你可以去截剪草吗？
Now my wife doesn't talk to me like that. She's much more gentle than that. But she has a look. And I can tell by the look it's time to cut the grass.
Yeah.
I can tell.
所以我太太她是一个非常柔和的人，所以她不会这样直接跟我说，但是她脸上会有这样的表情，所以当我看到她脸上这个表情的时候，我就知道说是时候要去剪草了。
And my poor wife, puts, if she wants something fixed, she writes it out and she puts it on the refrigerator.
所以有时候我太太如果她有看到有些东西她觉得真的需要我需要修好的话，他会把它写出来，把它贴在这个家里的冰箱上面，那我就知道那个东西我要去修了。
So she does not nag me, she just writes it out. Boom, boom, boom.
所以他不会老是烦我让我去做一个事情，他只是把它写出来放在那里。
That's great if I go by there and I look at the list and I see the list and then I do the list. It works great.
所以呢，这个对于我来说是蛮有效的，因为我看到那张列表，我就按着列表上面所写那些事情就慢慢一件件去做了。
But I know there's many days when I walk past the refrigerator and I don't read the list. So my actions are waiting for me to go do it.
所以当时呢，也有很多时候，我有时候就走过这个冰箱那张列表，我就当作没看见，所以我的那些行动就还在等着让我真的要去做些事情，我还没做。
Okay, now, brothers and sisters, this is the first really point now. When we go to all Christians are to make disciples, that is for all Christians, not just some Christians. That is for all Christians to make disciples. And we're going to go look at it right now.
So, 我们今天看今天的信息，我们看到说这里有一个信息，所有基督徒都应该是万民做门徒。这个信息是给所有的基督徒，不是给某些基督徒，是给每一个基督徒的信息。
Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20, you know it. It's the Great Commission. You know it.
所以呢，马太福音的28章16到20节，我想各位都很清楚， 这是关讲我们的大使命的这样一个经文。
Let me read it in English and then brother will read it in Chinese. But the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had designated. And when they saw him, now he's resurrected. He was dead, but he's been raised from the dead. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Two groups. The worshipers, they get it. The others, they're not sure. And Jesus came up and he spoke to them, and this is what he said. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. I have all of the authority. Go therefore and make disciples of all people groups, all ethnic groups, all people who speak different languages. Go after all of them. That's what I want you to do. Don't leave anybody out. And then you are basically to make them, help them become like me, baptizing them in the name of the Father and baptizing in the name of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and teach them to obey, to learn and obey everything that I have commanded you. And don't forget, I am with you till the end of the age. You're not going to do this alone.
所以刚才 Brother Andrew 他读这个经文的时候也解释一下，我也尝试28:16，十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，这是他们遵循了主耶稣基督给他们的命令啊，到了指定的地方。17，他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。那这里就是有人是看到主基督耶稣复活之后就拜他，那是有人是疑惑有迟疑。18，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。这一节说得很清楚，耶稣基督的权柄不光是在地上也在天上的，而且都是天父赐给他的。19，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的命的名给他们施洗。那这里讲得很清楚，是要给每一个基督徒都要去万民，给万民传福音，使他们做耶稣的门徒，而且要奉着父子名给他们施洗。而且这里讲了，不管你们说什么语言，不管你们在哪里，都要做这个大使命。20，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。而且这里主基督耶稣也讲了传福音使人做门徒不是我们单独要去做事情，主基督耶稣一直与我们同在。
If we want to flourish as a Christian, the first thing, we have to meet Christ where he tells us to meet him. You have to go there and meet him.
所以呢，我们作为一个基督徒，如果我们想蓬勃发展、健壮成长的话，第一件要做的事情就要去耶稣基督叫我们去的地方去见他。
He picks a mountain, so they're to meet him at the mountain, and you can imagine the mountain probably has a very good view. It's a big view from the mountaintop.
所以呢，耶稣基督他挑了一座山，上面让门徒去那里。所以大家可以想象一下，这座山可能有很好的风景。
But brothers and sisters, the best view is not from that mountaintop looking out at the trees or the forest, right? The best view is right in front of them, and they're to be looking at his face.Looking at him in his face, looking at him, you can see the scars, looking at him, being with him, that's where it starts.
但是呢，弟兄姐妹，我们看一下啊，在那个山上最好的风景可能不是说那边的美好的树木森林风景，最好的风景当然就是说他们可以面对面的看见主基督耶稣，看见他手上的钉痕，看见他脸上的荣光，可以这样正面的看见我们的主耶稣基督。
Brothers, I don't know how you do this, but when you take time to be with Jesus and you look at his face, what do you see there? What will he say to you when you're looking at his face and you're quiet. It's just you and him.
所以弟兄姐妹可能不知，我不知道每一位是怎么样做这个事情的，但是真的当你安静下来和耶稣基督独处的时候，当你看着他的脸，当你读他的话语，当你祷告的时候，你会有什么样的感觉？
In my study, if I look down, I have my Bible and my journal, and I'm going to read it, and I'm going to get ready to see if I can see the face of God and see Him in my study. Okay?
所以我个人的经验，我会放圣经，还有我的这个日记放下来，然后我就开始学习圣经里的话语。我想尝试去看一看，说我能不能看见主的脸，看见他的话语。
But if I look around my study and I see some bills I have to pay, or I see, oh, my books are crooked, or I see, oh, I just threw my mail over there. When I look around, if I'm distracted, I will not concentrate on his face. I will lose it. I will not meet him.
但是如果我不是这样子的静下心来，低下头来学习，而是到处看看，可能我这边看到了我有一些这账单要付了，那边可能看见有一些信件我要处理了，这时候我就被分散注意力，我就分心了，这时候我就看不见神的脸，主的脸了。
So brothers and sisters, to flourish, we have to meet regularly with the Lord and get rid of the distractions which are many in my study.
所以我们如果真的要蓬勃发展的话，作为一个基督徒蓬勃发展的话，我们真的就要放开，抛开很多的这些杂念，很多的这些干扰，集中精力的去真的寻找主的这个荣光，主的脸。
And I turn my cell phone off.
而且我会把我的手机也关掉。
Because if I don't, here comes the call and it saysDo not hang up.
如果不关手机的话，那这个电话来了，有可能电话会说不要挂我的电话。
Your iCloud has been compromised.
I'm sorry.
There's a problem with your iCloud. There's a problem with your credit card. And they start telling me something's wrong. Don't hang up.
所以这电话有可能跟你讲说啊，你这个Apple 手机的 iCloud 这个云服务可能已经被别人攻破了，或者什么信用卡被人盗用了，有很多很多这种干扰。
And they have taken me away from being with Jesus in the Word and prayer, and they've taken me back to the world and the noise and the advertisements and the distractions are so many. I can't really see him. Does that happen in your house sometimes?
所以这些干扰很有可能就是说把我从我本来可以和主基督耶稣单独相处的这个安静的时间里面，就把我从这个安静时间里干扰了，让我呢又回到了这个世上很多这种繁杂的事情里面了。我不知道大家有没有这样的经历。
And so brothers and sisters, we do not want the Lord to say to us at the end of our lives, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I ask you?
所以当我们真的是哪一天我们最终见到主基督耶稣的时候，我们就不想说主基督是问我们说你老叫我是主，但是呢从来不去做我吩咐你们让你们的事情。
OK, second point, very easy because it's very familiar. It's the passage with Mary and Martha. Very familiar.
那我们第二点要讲的是大家都非常熟悉的这样一个信息，那就是玛利亚和马大的这个经文。
Okay, I'm going to read it quickly, even though it's familiar, it's not too long. In English, it sounds like this. Now, as they were traveling along, this is in Luke 10, 38, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed her into her home. Now, she had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all of her preparations, And she came up to him and she said, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? You tell her to get up and help me. But the Lord answered and he said to Martha, I don't think he laughed at her. He said, Martha, Martha, you are worried and you're bothered about so many things. But only one thing is necessary. And Mary has chosen the good part. And I will not take it away from her. And life will not take it away from her.
这段经文路加福音的10:38-40，大家非常熟悉，那我还是给大家很快的读一下。38节，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Brothers and sisters, really easy question. Which woman is going to flourish? Which woman is going to grow? She's going to bud. She's going to get help. Which woman is going to grow? It's Mary.
Mary.
Why? Because she's with Jesus and she's focused on him. She is not making jiaozi. She's not cooking rice. She's focused on Jesus. She's going to flourish.She's going to be healthy, and her sister's going to be making a nice meal. I don't think he asked her to make a nice meal. Maybe she doesn't want to use paper plates, so she's going to bring out her best china. Whatever it is, Mary is going to grow. Martha is not going to grow now. Period.
所以大家也这个经文大家也都蛮熟悉，也都很清楚哦。这两位姐妹哪一位会蓬勃的发展，大家都知道，那肯定是玛利亚。马大忙着在做一顿可能很好吃的饭，但是他没有时间去聆听主基督耶稣的话语，所以他是不可能像玛利亚那样去蓬勃的发展的。
In both passages, to grow, you have to be with Jesus. You have to spend time with him. You have to be in his presence.You have to sit at his feet. You have to listen to what he's saying. If you do not do that, you will not grow or flourish as much as he wants you to. Amen? Yeah. You know.
所以在这些信息里面，我们很清楚地看到，如果我们作为基督徒要成长，要蓬勃地发展的话呢，我们必须要在主基督耶稣里面，必须和他在一起，必须要把心和注意力都放在他身上。
So we grow by engaging with Jesus.
我们呢真的是要和主基督耶稣要发生关系，要通过这个我们才能成长。
Now, brothers and sisters, you know if I see a chance to illustrate something, I do it. That's how I teach. Okay, so I'm going to illustrate something today.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹，我一般都想通过呢一些简单的东西呢来说明一下我要讲的这个信息，所以我今天也会给大家显示一些简单的东西。
Now in the final passage, Paul is going to engage non-Christians. He's going to engage them and he's going to get ready to defend the faith. He's going to get ready to present the gospel. So he's going to meet some different types of people, okay?
所以呢，我们在下面一段的经文里面看到呢，保罗他真的是要给一些非信徒的人去这个传播主的福音，所以呢他正在准备为这个事情去准备，他要准备如何去传这个主基督耶稣的这个福音。
Jesus wants to make disciples. He's teaching his disciples and he's teaching Mary because she's listening, and Paul's going to hear that Jesus wants to make disciples. Okay, basic, all Christians are to make disciples. Okay,Got it? Yes?
Yeah. 所以呢，主基督耶稣是要我们每一个基督徒都要走出去， 使万人做门徒，这是主基督耶稣要我们每一个基督徒做的事情，非常基本的事情。
Okay, now, one group of people, these are seeds in a package, okay? They're seeds in a package. Okay,
所以大家都很清看到，这些是一些种子，但这些种子是放在那个包里面、包裹里面的，还没有没有拿出来的。
So they give you the picture, and if you open the package and you plant the seeds and you water and you care for it, and if God makes it grow, you may get flowers that look like the picture, right?Right, that's kind of the promise. If you do this, you get this beautiful flowers. The flowers will flourish if you do this.
如果我们按着这些包装里面的这个给我们的这些说明啊，把种子拿出来种在地里，浇水去照看这些种子，那这个种子可能还要神的这个看顾，那这些种子就会长成好看的植物，可能就像这个包装上面。所这些照片里面那么好看的植物。
If you open the package and you put it in the ground and you do what you have to, and something comes up but it doesn't look like the package, you're gonna wonder, oh, was that a mistake? What happened here?
那如果说你做了所有这些东西，按照说明做好了，最后植物也长了，但长出来长的样子呢，跟这个包装上的照片不太一样的时候，你可能就会想说，哎，我到底做错了什么？
Brothers and sisters, if the gospel, if the news that Jesus died for people's sins, that he was executed unfairly, that he was killed and he was buried and then God raised him from the dead, if that's the gospel, 1 Corinthians 15, and you plant those seeds in people's hearts and minds, there is a good chance There is a chance, if they're willing, that gospel message will flourish and they may turn from their ways, turn towards God, right? But you have to take the seeds out of the package or it will not happen. And the gospel are the seeds. The gospel inside the package, very difficult to get flowers.Inside the package, right? Yeah. Okay.
如果我们把我们所知道的、熟知的福音，把它想象成是种子的话，我们熟知的福音是耶稣基督为我们死，是被我们人真的处死的，但是他复活了，而且他为我们赎了罪，赦了我们的罪。如果我们把这个福音看作是种子的话，那如果这个种子我们都留在这个包装里面，不拿出来种的话。这个种子它是不可能开花结果的，所以我们要做的事情就是要把这个种子从包里面拿出来，种在地上，让它成长。那么这样子呢，就很有机会，这个种子就会开花结果，长成这个健壮的植物。
Okay, so we have the real news is inside here doesn't do much good inside the package, right? Okay, now there's another kind of person that Paul is going to meet.And the second group of people are people who are, they want to hear more, they want to hear some more, but maybe they'll come back, and maybe they won't. So the seeds will work, but not with people who say, I want to hear more, but they never come back, right? So let's say that this is, I don't know, my wife tells me if she plants this,And she described the name, and I don't know cannabis or cannabis or whatever, and it will grow if she cares for it. And so this will do no growing if it doesn't get put in the soil, right? We know that. You got to put it in the soil, right? If I put it in the bucket where I wash my mops, it's not going to work. It's going to drown. So I have to put this, I got to get it.Inside the soil, or I'm going to get probably no growth. Okay? Okay, good. Second kind of person, the person who says, maybe I'll listen. I might come back tomorrow, but then I don't know. Second, that's who Paul's going to meet. Okay?
那保罗他遇到的第二类的人呢，那就是 有些人听了他的福音之后，他会说，哦，我可能会回来再听，有可能不回来。那是保罗碰到的第二类的人。那第二类人，刚才我们就可以看这个植物来做个比喻，很简单，这是一个植物啊，是我们可能不知道它名字，但是我们很清楚这个植物，如果要它有根，但是呢，如果我们不把它种在土里面去照看它的话，它是无论如何就放在这个包子里包里面的时候，它无论如何不可能成长为一棵植物的。
Good translator. 好吧。Brothers and sisters, on your bulletin, you have the Acts passage, right? You have the Acts passage. Very powerful. I want to read it, and I want you to read it in Chinese, and then I'm going to make my final points, and then we're going to go home and cut our grass. No, we're going to go home and rest. Okay, so let me read it first. This is the book of Acts. Now picture, Paul is going to come to the city of Athens, and the city of Athens is almost like going to the University of Washington, where I graduated. A lot of people think they're smart there. And so they have lots of answers on campus, and some really think they're smart. And that's fine. But Paul's going to go to Athens, and Athens is a city. When he walks down the streets, he sees 30,000 idols. False gods for sale on the streets. That's the city he's walking into. Okay?
那我们等会一起来读这段经文啊，就是讲保罗怎么样在雅典传福音。那大家可以想象一下，当时雅典这个地方真的是有很多很聪明的人啊，就像说如果今天走进了这个华大的时候，会碰到很多一群很聪明的学生一样。保罗当时在雅典城里面，他看到了有三万个偶像，这些偶像呢是在雅典人里面都是每天不断去拜的这些假神假偶像，这就是当时保罗要去的这个雅典这个地方。
Brothers and sisters, if you're going to share with unbelievers, if you're going to share when you share with Christ, there's some things in here that we should study how Paul did this, okay? Let me read it in English, you read it in Chinese, and I'll make my points. So in verse 22, Chapter 17 Acts. So Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus, and he said, Men of Athens, I observe that you are very religious in all respects. For while I was passing through and examining the objects of your worship, I also found an altar with this inscription to an unknown God. Therefore, what you worship in ignorance, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and all things in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all people life and breath and all things. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation, that they would seek God, if perhaps they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and exist, as even some of your own poets have said, for we also are his children. Being then the children of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and thought of man. Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring to men that all people everywhere should repent, because he has fixed the day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising Jesus from the dead.
那我们手上都有这个单张哈，我们等会下来一起读中文好吗？刚才我注意到 Brother Andrew 他是从22节开始读的，那我们也从22节开始读好吗？然后我们一起来22节，保罗站在亚略巴谷当中说。 众位雅典人啊，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神。我游行的时候，观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着未知之神。你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们，创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。他从一本造出万族的人，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的连线和所住的疆界，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人不远，我们生活动作存留都在乎他，就如你们作诗的有人说，我们也是他所生的。我们既是神所生的，就不当以为神的神像用人手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。世人蒙昧无知的时候，神不见察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
Very good. Now, brother, I'm gonna make a few points, give you the last application, and then we'll be done. You are not too old to share the gospel.
那所以弟兄姐妹们，那最后我就讲几点关键的啊。首先第一点就是说，没有人会太老，老到不能去传福音。
If you have lived a long life, thank God, you have people that I will never meet. Those are the people that surround you. You're never too old to share that good news with them.
所以，如果你是真的是很长寿，那在你的生命里面，其实你会碰到很多很多的人，可能是别人碰不到的，那你就有这样的一个机会去给他们分享福音。
Some of the people may say, 不要 ，I don't want this now, and they won't really want you to take the seeds out of the package. But that's one group. Don't quit on them.
所以当我们肯定会碰到有一类人，就是说我不想听这个福音，不要跟我讲。那这一类的人，那就是他们不想你把这个种子从这个包装里面拿出来。碰到这样的人的时候，大家不要灰心，不要丧气，不要放弃。
Some of them are going to be needing soil to grow in. They don't know what the soil is. They think the soil is money or houses or education.They don't know how to grow, so they're going to go with what they know. They need the gospel soil, or they're not going to come up with eternal life, right?
那第二类人大家可能会碰得到的，可能就是像这个植物的根一样，这个根需要一些很好的土壤才可能成长，才可能生长。那但是很多人可能不知道他要的是什么样的土壤，他们有可能以为说金钱、房子才是那样的土壤，所以他们要明白，只有福音才是真正的土壤，可以让他们去得到这个永生。
Acts 17:31-30, brothers, study this. Here, let me break it down. Number one, ignorance is no longer tolerated by God. In the past, He's let people be ignorant. Now He says, no more ignorance. I'm done with ignorance. Don't tell me.That you're ignorant. Here's what I want you to do. So, ignorance no longer tolerated.
我们如果看一下这个《使徒行传》17:31-32，我们看到这里其实有一些转折点。那第一个转折点就是上帝他不再容忍无知，所以我们人不能再跟上帝说我们不知道不清楚这个福音，所以我们没有跟随你，没有相信你。上帝不再容忍这个事情。
So Paul says, God commands, not suggests, or it's a good idea, or please if you're feeling good. No, He commands everybody now to turn from their ignorance and idol and turn to me. Okay? Serious, very serious now.
所以神不是说请求，神其实是在命令，他在吩咐每一个人要远离他们的无知，还有他们的崇拜偶像，要转向神。
So if you're these people who say, well, why should I do that? Why should I do that? I'm not really convinced. And here's what Paul says. Here's why you need to really consider this. Because God has fixed the date. He has set a date. He's fixed the day. You don't know the day. I don't. He has fixed the date on which judgment is going to begin. And the day is fixed. And the judge is who? Who's the judge of everybody who ever lived?
Yes, sir.
It's Jesus, right? And the reason he's the judge, in order, if you say, well, show me some proof, what's the proof that Jesus is the judge? It is the, what we're going to celebrate in Easter. What's the proof? That God raised Jesus from the dead. That's the proof. He's the proof. He's the judge. The day is fixed. Tell people, don't play with that. Because if you do not really study this, you will probably lose. It's really serious, Paul says. He's engaging non-Christians, and he's as smart as they are, but he has the Holy Spirit with him. He's bringing the real gospel, and he's bringing the warnings, the final warnings.
那如果说我们碰到，像在保罗传福音时候碰到人说，为什么要种这些种子，为什么要好的土壤，我不在乎啊，或者说有人说我还有时间的时候，那这时候我们要跟他们讲得很清，就像保罗跟外邦人讲的，其实上帝他的审判的日子他早就定了，而且这个日子很快就会来。那需要什么证明？那就是我们要马上要庆祝的复活节，上帝要我们的耶稣基督耶稣复生了，这就是最大的证明。所以我们要告诉还没有信的人，时间是有限的，所以呢，真的是大家要快一点去转向神。
Brothers and sisters, I'm a visitor. I'm a brother in Christ. I'm a visitor. I don't know you. I don't know if you say, well, thank you, but leave the gospel in the package. Leave me alone. I don't know you. I don't know if you'd like more information, if you'd like more, and that you're looking for. So I don't know you, but what I do know is this. Paul meets different types of people. Now, God wants, oh, my wife is so good. You know, she just made a pretty package. And see, the goal of the Christian life, the goal is to flourish. The goal is to grow. The goal is to become beautiful in Christ. That's the goal. Not necessarily looking around and drifting and trying to figure out what to do. Christ told us what to do. And certainly, if you're a Christian, the way that you flourish is you take the seeds out of the package and you share them carefully with people, praying for them, not fighting with them, but praying for them. The seeds in the package will not do any good, especially if you're supposed to be the gardener. If you're supposed to deliver the seeds, you need to deliver the seeds. Amen? Carefully and wisely. Don't fight, but bring it. Okay, so here, this is, so are you this person? Or are you maybe this person? Now see, they could all be beautiful. They could all be here, but this one's already blossoming. This one's full. This is Paul. This is Mary. These are the disciples who worship Christ. They're blossoming. So the question is, which one are you today, and which one should you become? I think that's the real question. And God, guess what? Guess what? This is the right answer on the exam. This is the correct answer. This is the perfect score. He wants us blooming, flourishing for Christ. That's what I think he's saying in many portions of the Word of God.
刚才那个很长了，我想大家都听明白了，我就简单小结，大家看得很清楚，就是我们看到的这个开了这么漂亮这些花，那这就是神主基督想要我们成为的人，也是想让我们去做他的大使命，让所有没有相信他的人最终都能成为这样一个这么漂亮的开放的这个花。他不想看见的事情是说，没信的人或者我们已经是信徒的时候，把他的福音放在这些包装里面不拿出来，就像种子放在包装里面一样，或者这个植物的根没有把它放在好的土壤里面，它也不能成长为那些漂亮的花。所以这就是今天我们可能要听到的信息。
Moses and Aaron. Moses can't speak well, Aaron can. So the Lord said, I will teach you both. I will, both of you. You go now. Don't tell me you can't talk. You go, I'll teach both of you. And here's what I want you to do with Pharaoh. I want you to take my signs. I don't know if these are signs, but they're illustrations. I hope they help you see that the Word of God is living and active. And He wants Christians to be living and active. Don't leave the gospel seeds in the package. Amen? Amen. 好吧。
所以最后一个例子就是亚伦和摩西，所以摩西当时要带以色列民众出埃及的时候口才不好，那神给了亚伦，但是神也说你们两个去吧，不用担心，是吧？所有的事情其实都是我在做。所以大家记住，不要把这个福音的种子放在包装里面，要把它拿出来，要把它传给别人。好，Amen.